Barry Heard went to Vietnam in the late 60s at the age of 18. Like so many vets, the things that he saw and did there have stayed with him all his life and had all but destroyed his life until he decided to write a book. It began when he was locked up in a psychiatric ward with others as damaged as he was. He told Annie Hastwell about that time.
None of us would talk very much, and we were encouraged to write, and unbeknownst to anyone, I actually started. And during the writing, I actually started to look at this young man in the jungle in Vietnam and started to feel quite sad for him. And it was very healing for me to write. And it was basically a letter, I guess is the right word, but it was for my family. And the reason being is I'd been given roughly 3 months to live. My health was so poor and my spirits were so low.
And you tried over the years to talk about it, but you say somewhere in the book that actually every time you tried to talk about it, your throat would choke up.
Yeah, and I'd have a nightmare. It's I don't know how else to explain it, but I imagine if you'd been raped or lost a baby or, you know, backed a car over one of your kids, and so many things can trigger that memory. And for us, it was always, or me in particular, I guess, but the moment you turn on the television and see the war in Afghanistan or anywhere, it triggers. It doesn't do it anymore, although I don't watch it. I normally get up and walk out. Yeah, but that was it for many, many years, and I continually had nightmares because of little triggers through the day that I was not aware of, I guess. And then I'd have nightmares, and my wife would say, "What's going on?" and I wouldn't tell her.
So those things that were sitting in your subconscious that you weren't allowing out, can you give us some idea of, like, the worst of what happened in Vietnam? There was one particular day, August the 6th, when you just presumed you were going to die. Can you tell me a little bit about that day?
Probably the main thing about the day initially was it was very rare for us to get shot at. We used to live in the jungle like an animal. We had all our food and ammunition and everything with us, and we used to walk around basically attacking, ambushing or sneaking up on the enemy. It was very rare for them to find us, and that particular day they did. And they were waiting for us, actually. But the other thing is, during it all, right at the beginning, my radio malfunctioned and stopped operating, which was really, really bad under the circumstances. And when it finally got going and you know, we called in all the necessary help and then the helicopters and then started to get the wounded and bodies out. There's no words can explain just the sadness. And it goes right to the bottom of your soul, your spirit. And for me, the saddest thing for many, many years is I blame myself for the fact that the radio wouldn't work and a lot of things that went wrong on the day because of it. I continually blame myself, and when I look back now, I did my best, but I could never see that for years. I couldn't see that. I was just a young kid, actually, in a very tight situation, and in fact I handled it fairly well when I look back.
How many years did it take for these kinds of things to really start attacking you badly, subconsciously, these memories?
Probably not long after I got home. One of the things that happened when I got home was, not long after I got home, within a year, I was at a university and there was a lot of unrest, a lot of quite verbal insults, anger, etc., at Vietnam veterans by the people in the moratoriums. And I didn't watch much on the news, but when I did, I felt very uncomfortable, and we had no one. A lot of us had no family, which was my case. We had no friends, your mates. You couldn't get together with them because that identified you as a veteran. And the governments, both, you know, opposition and the government and the RSL, everyone didn't want to know us for many reasons. One, we didn't win the war, but two, I think people judged us as really bad soldiers. Because for the first time ever, they actually saw the war on television and saw some horrific things that you do or you're a part of or the result of action. It's always been in every war, but thanks to Hollywood and politicians glamorising it all, people have always had this veiled view of it, whereas with Vietnam, you got the full picture, you got everything, and and so people were really angry. I had some terrible things said to me.
So would you encourage anyone to go to war?
No, no. If I had one wish in the world, I would just stop war tomorrow. It's so primitive when we can put a man on the moon and do some amazing things, and yet we've got this caveman-like attitude that we've got to go out and, club people to death.